It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Let's take a little trip on a Tuesday morning. Real Country Flashback and flashback to yesterday. But yesterday in the year of
1993.
It was on April 20th, 1993. We mentioned this in Why We Love Today yesterday, but a deeper dive into that interesting, unique day where a trio of what obviously would later become country music legends all released same date, same time, their debut albums.
Look what I did.
And it didn't go according to all of their plans.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, they did okay. We're talking the last two we just played. Shania Twain, Tim McGraw, and Keith. All on April 20th, 1993, released their debut forays into country music. Obviously, all three would dominate the 90s. But not all of them really had the first good step that they wanted. And one of the albums failed to reach the country charts altogether. Yeah, so we'll go with the order we just played them, and ladies first, Shania Twain, trailblazer, country pop, superstar.
Black pleather pants.
Not the first album. First album. These were all, by the way, self-titled albums, so that simplifies it. Shania Twain, the opening salvo by Mercury Nashville Records, featured the notable single, What Made You Say That?
Hey, what made you say that?
Which I vaguely remember, but she does not sound like Shania.
I love that song.
She sounds a lot different. That debut album failed to break into the top 40 at all. It peaked at number 67 on the top country chart. It actually performed here better than in her home country of Canada, though. There, it didn't even make the chart.
And none
of the songs off of it broke into the top 20. Of course, it was her next album, The Woman and Me, and the song, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under, that made her the success and started the whole Shania rocket.
Yeah.
Next, Tim McGraw, his self-titled album, with great hits such as Welcome to the Club.
Take a look around the room.
Yeah.
And all your fellow fools of love. Welcome to the club.
At least he sounds like Tim McGraw there. But that song was the most successful of all the ones, and that didn't crack the top 45.
Yeah, but if you listen back to Kenny Chesney, I mean, he sounds like a baby.
Well, he was. He kind of looked like one at the time, too.
He's so cute.
Of course, Tim McGraw just named into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and it was that second album, Not a Moment Too Soon, that did the thing, along with Don't Take the Girl, Indian Outlaw. Toby Keith, though, he was the lone big dog that did start off on the right foot. And actually, probably the most unlikely of all three. Should have been a cowboy right out of the gate. Helped the album did well for a new album artist, especially at that time, number 17. But this song, number one debut single.
Woo!
And then, of course, he, trailblazer in his own right. All on this day, 33 years ago.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon.